Unilever to spin off Ben & Jerry's ice cream, and why? It's the business news headlines for Tuesday, the 19th day of March. Happy birthday to our son, Aaron, and thank you for being here. In other news, electric car sales have slowed, and the Biden administration is relaxing emission standards. Gardening during the pandemic exploded in popularity. Will those green thumbs return? The home for college football playoffs has been announced in a $7.8 billion deal. Perhaps some gas price relief is coming because a major refinery comes back online. Boeing put production ahead of safety, says the FAA. Might Macy's department store sell to an investment firm? We've got the Wall Street Report, and you gotta wonder about wonder. Let's go.
Insight on business, news, and comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot, TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent, FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease. And yes, this is the Tuesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful that you're with us again today. And by the way, it is our son's birthday. Happy birthday, Aaron, from your folks. The British company Unilever is cutting jobs again and spinning off its ice cream business that includes Ben & Jerry's. The goal is to cut costs and increase profits. The AP is reporting that another 7,500 jobs will be cut, and that is on top of the 1,500 jobs Unilever cut back in 2022. London-based Unilever said its ice cream business, which also includes Magnum bars, has distinct characteristics from its other brands and would benefit from a separate ownership to increase growth. The company said the split is expected to be completed by the end of next year. As the sales of electric cars slows down, the Biden administration is set to relax emission standards. The Associated Press is reporting that the White House will relax proposed limits for 3 years, but eventually reach the same strict standards proposed by the Environmental Protection Agency. The changes come as sales of zero tailpipe emission electric vehicles needed to meet the standards have begun to slow. The auto industry has cited lower sales growth in objecting to the EPA's preferred standards unveiled last April as part of the most ambitious plan ever to cut planet warming emissions from passenger vehicles. The EPA suggested that under its preferred alternative, the industry could meet the limits of 65% of new vehicle sales that were electric by 2032. But during a public comment period on the standards for 2027 through 2032, the auto industry called the benchmarks unworkable, with EV sales slowing as consumers worry about cost, range, and a lack of publicly available charging stations. The three major indexes all finished the day in the green, and the Dow had its best day since February 22nd. Those numbers are coming at you in just a bit. As the nation gets ready for spring, garden centers are hoping that the pandemic hobby of gardening will continue and bring those green thumbs back for more. According to the National Gardening Association's 2023 National Gardening Survey, 80% of U.S. households took part in lawn and gardening activities. It was a five-year high. Spending on lawn and gardening activities rose to an average of $616 per household back in 2022. That was an increase of $74 from 2021. Now, garden centers, which make up 60% of their profit in the spring, are hoping gardening will continue to be a consumer focus post-pandemic. In a deal said to be worth $7.8 billion, ESPN will be the home of the expanded college football postseason through 2031, with the national championship game moving to ABC starting in 2026. Financial terms were not announced, but as previously reported, the new six-year agreement will pay the college football playoff and participating conferences $1.3 billion annually. The new agreements with ESPN modify terms of the remaining 2 years of the current contract to take into account expansion from 4 to 12 teams, starting with the upcoming season. Game on. The largest oil refinery in the Midwest is back in operation after a power outage on February 1st caused a shutdown and evacuation of workers. BP's Whiting Refinery is back to normal operations at the site along Lake Michigan, some 15 miles southeast of Chicago. The outage and temporary shutdown caused gas prices to rise in northwest Indiana and around the Midwest and stay elevated for weeks. Forbes is reporting that Federal Aviation Administration Chief Michael Whitaker criticized Boeing's safety culture in an interview with NBC, arguing the company has prioritized production rather than safety. This is the latest criticism leveled at the aircraft manufacturer following a January incident in which a Boeing 737 MAX 9 door plug blew out of the middle of an Alaska Airlines flight. Whitaker told NBC anchor Lester Holt in an interview that Boeing's priorities have been on production and not safety and quality, citing a culture survey of Boeing and the FAA's audit into the company. Whitaker said the FAA's focus now is to shift Boeing's attention to safety and quality. Reuters is reporting that Macy's has said it will open its books to Arkhouse and Brigade Capital in a potential breakthrough in the investment firm's $6.6 billion bid to take the U.S. department store operator private. Macy's, which had snubbed Arkhouse and Brigade's previous acquisition overtures, has now entered into a confidentiality pact with them that allows the exchange of commercially sensitive information, according to a spokesperson for Macy's. Macy's has been restructuring its operations as it grapples with a slowdown in consumer spending that's weighed on its revenue and its profit. Last month, it said it would shutter about 150 stores through 2026 as part of a plan that would help save $100 million in costs this year. Wall Street notched a victory today ahead of what many believe will be a week where the Fed will not cut interest rates. The Dow gained a whopping 320 points in its best day since February 22nd and closed at 39,110. The Nasdaq didn't go positive until the afternoon trade and in the end was able to gain 63 points to finish at 16,166. The S&P 500 picked up 29 points to close at 51,78. Traders in the U.S. woke up to some major breaking news. The Bank of Japan hiked its benchmark interest rate for the first time in 17 years and did away with other parts of its unorthodox monetary policy. The shift makes the Bank of Japan the last major central bank to exit negative rates and also brought an end to the Japanese central bank's decade-long massive stimulus program based on ultra-loose monetary policy. West Texas Intermediate crude gained 37 cents to close at $82.53 a barrel, and the 10-year Treasury yield fell to 4.293%. And finally, there is this, and this is a story about the Amazon of food. Food delivery startup Wonder has snagged $700 million in funding. That's according to founder and CEO Mark Lohr, who announced it on a LinkedIn post. Lohr, a former Walmart executive, said the company plans to add nearly 100 more locations over the next 2 years. Currently, it has 11 in the New York City area and in New Jersey. At the time of Wonder's last significant fundraising effort back in 2022, it was valued at $3.5 billion, according to the Wall Street Journal. Lohr hopes Wonder, which offers quick delivery of a wide variety of cuisines that are prepared in-house, will one day be the Amazon of food and beverage. Wonder also bought meal kit provider Blue Apron last year for over $100 million. And that is a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe. Be well. Be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.